Welcome again, everyone, to our program. Today we'll be using our crystal ball and asking about what the trade show of the future looks like. And joining us to discuss that question will be Tom Chalmers, Managing Director of IPR License, and Thomas Minkus, the Vice President of the Frankfurt Book Fair. And, you know, it is coming up to the Frankfurt Book Fair, just a couple of weeks away. And it's this time of year that everyone in the book industry asks that question, what will Frankfurt be like this year? And the larger question of what will the trade show of the future be like? Many people probably say that, well, I don't expect it to change very much at all, because they prize the opportunity to build global relationships in person, doing all of those deals and rights and licensing face-to-face. And for them, book fairs are alive and well and here to stay. But many of those same people also know that publishing trade shows everywhere are evolving. These changes are driven by technology and the accelerating pace of the digital marketplace. So we will ask the question of Thomas and Tom, what do publishing trade shows need to do to stay relevant? How can technology help you to handle the challenge of rights licensing in a 24/7, 365 world? So with that, I want to introduce, bring on the program now from London, Tom Chalmers. Tom, welcome to our webinar today.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Chris.
Well, we're glad you can join us. Tom Chalmers is Managing Director and Founder of the UK-based IPR License, the first global and digital platform on which to list and license literary rights. Previously, Tom set up Legend Press in 2005, a book publisher focused primarily on mainstream literary and commercial fiction. He subsequently acquired Paper Books Publishing and later launched Legend Business. All of that work earned him a variety of acclaims, including being shortlisted for the UK Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award and the UK Young Publisher of the Year Award. So someone who really understands the book publishing world as it's conducted today. And Tom, again, very happy to have you join us. We should mention to folks that Tom is tweeting at Tom_Chalmers and IPR License as well. So please, if you are going to be tweeting, you can use those handles. And you know, right there, I think, on the slide we see today, or at this moment, Tom, we have this notion of the evolution of the book fair. On the left there is old Gutenberg himself, who, of course, invented the printing press and got the whole notion of a book as a printed object into the marketplace, although I've intrigued by the fact that the poor man died penniless. He didn't have a business model. He had an invention without a business model, and people know what that's like today, and certainly the fellow on the right would recognize that idea, because so much of what's happening in publishing is technology in search of business models. But really, when it comes down to it, Tom, rights licensing and rights sharing, they're as old as print itself.
No, definitely. I mean, yeah, setting up without a business model isn't necessarily something that still doesn't happen today. But no, definitely. I mean, rights and licensing is, I don't know, we often describe it as kind of like one of the dark arts of publishing, in a way, in that it's something that's gone on for a long time. It produces billions of dollars of revenue a year. And it goes all the way back over the last 400 years, like to the start of publishing. But I think because it's often called subsidiary and rights, as in extra revenue, it tends to not get the same kind of profile as core product sales. And apart from around book fairs, when it kind of suddenly comes to prominence at certain times a year, or has done traditionally, and the book fairs have always traditionally been the main hubs of rights licensing.
Well, indeed, and you make a good point there. Calling it subsidiary rights does seem to underestimate its importance to the business. Perhaps we need some rebranding around that. We have to suggest a better name than subsidiary. But the other thing that's happened, the big change, and you've seen this in just your brief time in book publishing, is that publishing today and book fairs particularly are not the only opportunity to conduct licensing. It used to be people gathered up everything they could possibly jam into their briefcase to take to Frankfurt or to other bookshows with them. Today, this kind of rights licensing transaction, it takes place all the time.
No, definitely. Well, I mean, one of the differences, even in the last 10 years since I've started my first publishing business, that, you know, book fairs 10 years ago were the place you had to meet people, where now they're the place to go to when you can meet people. And, you know, as such, they still represent a huge opportunity. And publishing is still a very face-to-face business, as is rights licensing. And that's not going to be replaced, but now there's a lot more emphasis on what you can do around those meetings, then, you know, in my experience, book fairs have become a lot more focused on the business side of it, so actually where kind of deals are started or completed, and that's where kind of technology has started to come in to help facilitate getting you to a point when you can kind of start, you know, complete deals actually at the book fairs and also accelerating the deal making time.
Right, and you know, it's interesting that focus on the business really does concentrate people's experiences at shows like Frankfurt and others. People really are there, as you say, to conduct business, and they are using technology to advance all of that. This is a complement and an extension of the stuff they do at the office every day.
No, exactly. And, you know, as everyone knows, kind of with technology generally, everyone seems to be kind of at the office wherever they are. I mean, you know, even in my, as I say, in, you know, in the 10 years I've been going to Frankfurt, you know, it changed. You know, I remember initially, you know, there's various things aside from this conversation, the way kind of authors have came into it and self-publishing, and certainly technology, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago, suddenly started to appear, you know, in actual stands of technology companies seeing an opportunity and coming into publishing. And now it's kind of evolved a step further than that, you know, actually the book fairs are now working with the technology platforms and actually, you know, as a way to, you know, both push their brand and, you know, and show them a place, you know, and how, you know, the visibility of business actually being completed. And, yeah, no, you kind of, the book fair is actually becoming a hub, a center of business, a kind of, you know, peak of business where, you know, which then you have the kind of underlying technology supporting that. So it's very interesting.
Right, and you know, one of the things I'm fond of telling my colleagues here at Cartwright Clearance Center, I ask it in the form of a question: since when did the publishing business become a technology business? And the answer is, of course, well, since some time now. It's really been true for a number of years. But what we're talking about, Tom, isn't that somebody's going to be going over to Frankfurt to conduct business with a robot, right?
No, exactly. I mean, yeah, it's still very much a face-to-face meeting. I think where technology can come in is that, one, it can get you much better prepared for going there. So in terms of, you know, having the information, nothing. So when you're meeting, you're not necessarily, it's fact-finding. It's about actually the business that you're already aware of. And, you know, and also, you know, traditionally post-book fair, there's that kind of two-week period where people kind of don't want to follow up or want to kind of wait and get people to get their notes in order and all these kind of things, where actually technology allows a kind of fluid flow for deals, so actually, you know, things can be completed and you can, it kind of fills in the gaps. But you know, it's still, you know, the book fairs are still about going and seeing your contacts, finding out what's new. And what technology does is, if you do find out what's new, you can act on it much more quickly. So it's a very interesting mix.
Right, and I think a further point, for me at least, is the way that the technology really enables publishing houses to grow their brand, to really build a brand, and so that when they do finally show up in Frankfurt in the middle of October, people have been expecting them.
No, exactly, and I think, you know, there's so much, I mean, I know from, you know, starting out businesses, sometimes, you know, you have to, one of the first things you have to do is get your name out there, get your profile out there, get, you know, and actually technology on its own can, you know, provide many opportunities, but sometimes a low barrier for entry can also be a challenge, because how do you get yourself to stand out? So, and book fairs are a way you can get yourself to stand out and be there in person, which is important. So the two dovetail nicely, so you can build, you know, so, you know, you can do all the things in terms of connections, you know, campaigns, all these type of things, social media, whatever it is. But actually there's then that kind of builds the momentum that then you can kind of go into book fairs and actually be there to complete business. So yeah, they work together.
Right. Well, we are speaking today with Tom Chalmers, the founder and managing director of UK-based IPR License, a program we call the Trade Show of the Future, presented by Cartwright Clearance Center. If you are tweeting, and we encourage you to do so, please use the hashtag FBM, Frankfurt Book Messe, I believe is what that's an abbreviation for in the German, Frankfurt Book Fair as we know it, FBM15, and you can follow Cartwright Clearance Center at Copyright Clear. And Tom, when we're talking about technology, really what it comes down to is data, and that's the critical point here. A deal on a technology basis is about data. You know, obviously the terms of the deal, fees and all the rest of it, it comes down to managing a database. And the database can also include things like the contacts you have. And so you've got a product there at IPR, which is called Trade Rights. And that really does address that notion of working with data and making sure the data works for you. Tell us about that.
No, definitely. And, you know, what actually going back to data, one of the sort of motivations for starting IPR, where the idea came from, actually, for one of my publishing businesses, we really wanted a book by a film star in Hollywood who died very young, sadly, called Jean Harlow. I think it was the 1920s or 1930s, and she had a book.
The original Bleached Blonde, I think, Jean.
Well, that's right. Well, that's right. And you see, you would have bought a copy of the book, Chris, so we've missed out. We wanted to find who the rights holder was, and it was just became such an effort, we kind of gave up. And that kind of led to the idea, well, actually, there should be a way where you can, you know, go on to whatever it is, a platform, search for, you know, a book, find the rights holder, contact the rights holder, and, you know, potentially complete the whole deal through that platform. So that's kind of where the idea came from. And we developed Trade Rights as a product, so we call it Complete Right Licensing Solution. And people tend to use it in different ways. So for small publishers, it can be kind of a bolt-on rights department in a way, you know, somewhere that can actually complete deals where they might not have had the resource or have the resource to do it, right through to the largest companies when it's something that catch-all for leads. You know, there might be certain territories or markets they want to grow in or focus on that we can push out to as a marketing tool, and at the other side as a transactional tool for, you know, contracts, royalties, and so on. So we always say it's not so much about moving current business, it's about finding that 20% of business that's not currently being completed, and there's, you know, in the huge world of licensing that always exists. So not only can it generate leads, it's also a place to, you know, to hold leads, and, you know, and often, as the larger publishers know, you know, the smaller inquiries often kind of, you know, just get lost or disappear. Well, actually, this is somewhere that can hold all those inquiries, and in theory, when you're at a book fair, you could be receiving new inquiries and receiving information that you could see on a live basis.
Right, and we don't want to let people be led astray by the name Trade Rights, because the kinds of rights transactions that we're talking about here aren't only on the trade book side of things, the consumer book world, but also the STM world.
No, definitely, that's a very good point. And trade is used in the more general term of transacting business rather than the publishing terminology. And, I mean, we work, key customers of ours, we work with a number of the major STM publishers, so Elsevier, Wolters Kluwer, BMJ, Sage, and we cover books and journals. We have over 13 million titles on the platform. And I remember when I originally spoke to Thomas and Frankfurt, and one of the thoughts was, you know, further down the line to actually have a live trading floor in a way, so you can actually be there and receive interest while you're there and increase interest. People can see what's receiving most interest at the book fair, which is kind of an evolution away, but there's ways you can also amplify interest from using a platform. And as I said, and on the slide, you can also speed up the deals, you know, right, by automating both the start and the end process. You can automate kind of all the way through to completion.
Right, and I think that's the point that we do want to underscore, is the way that technology accelerates this process. Because there's a lot of moving parts when it comes to rights transactions and licensing.
No, definitely. And, you know, and often it's, all businesses and publishers are different. So there's often to an element a kind of mix and match. You know, there's bits, you know, there might be bits in the process that want to be kept, you know, kind of in-house. There might be some publishers who want to kind of automate everything. You know, there might be some that, you know, kind of want to automate more the contracts and royalty side, or even the lead capture side. So we try to create something that incorporated the whole process from start to finish.
All right. Well, Tom Thomas, founder and managing director of UK-based IPR License, Thanks so much. We want to turn now to Thomas Minkus, the Vice President of the Frankfurt Book Fair based in New York City. Thomas, welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Indeed, we can, and we appreciate your joining us today. Thomas Minkus is Vice President of Emerging Media and English Language Markets for the Frankfurt Book Fair. He's based in the Book Fair's New York City office and spearheads the company's activities in the fields of digital and mobile publishing, as well as new rights initiatives. In addition, he's responsible for Frankfurt Book Fair's exhibitors and customers in all English language markets and those from the STM and education sectors. So a very busy man at this moment, and we appreciate your taking the time to join us. Thomas is on Twitter at @TMinkus, and the Book Fair is at book_fair. And, you know, Frankfurt Book Fair, as I say, is coming up just a couple of weeks' time. It's a show that has been around for many years and has certainly kind of ridden the wave of technology and really managed the transition from, if I can put it this way, the traditional book publishing world to the new 21st century book world fairly well. Tell us about that. How has technology generally shaped the way that Frankfurt conducts business?
Well, I remember that all the way back, I think in the mid-90s, we had a hall, an entire hall level, dedicated to what we then called electronic publishing, which was sort of the very early iterations of what we now know as e-books. I think the most tangible way that technology shapes book fairs is it makes them more productive. Because if you think about it, you spend quite a bit of time and also money going to and attending book fairs, and you want to get the best return of your time and money investment out of your time there. So I think on average, a busy book fair person has about between 100 and 200 quality face-to-face meetings in Frankfurt, and Tom Chalmers already alluded to that. What technology has helped us with is to be much more selective about the people that we want to plan a meeting with in Frankfurt, because now, especially over the last 10 years through social media, we know exactly who is sitting in front of us. We know exactly what sort of business this company is into and what their goals and sort of business proposals are. So right. I think, go ahead.
Please finish.
So I think the productivity, I think, is key, because don't forget, the most important asset that we bring to the fair is our time. And these face-to-face meetings are very, very important to establish trust, especially with people who you've never done business with, or also to reestablish a relationship, to sort of nurture a relationship that already has gone on for years and years, but you only meet each other once or twice a year at book fairs.
Right. You know, I love that point, Thomas Minkus, that the most important thing you bring to the book fair is your time. I think the second most important thing you bring is a comfortable pair of shoes, because there's a lot of ground to be covered at the fairgrounds there, and you want to be sure you're not going to develop any blisters while you do it. But that point about time being so important, it has been over time, if I can put it that way, it's been compressed. People spend less time at the book fair, perhaps, but their schedules are fuller. So really, there's a lot of pressure on these days.
Well, I slightly disagree with you. I don't think that people necessarily spend less time at book fairs. What we have seen happening over the last years is that people show up for Frankfurt earlier and earlier. So the show floor opens on Wednesday, but especially the rights people, and we are talking about rights in this particular session in more depth, show up as early as Sunday and have sort of pre-Frankfurt meetings all day on Sunday, all day Monday, and then certainly on Tuesday. So I don't think people spend less time at Frankfurt.
They've just shifted their calendars then, it sounds like, a bit.
They want to be early, and what you can do today is you know, you meet the people that you want to work with to advance your business. What you do with existing business is you try to automate it if possible. So this is a reason why we started working with the Copyright Clearing Center and a product they offer, which is called RightsLink, that focuses on the permissions business. You know, you would waste time in Frankfurt trying to get your permissions business done in Frankfurt. Today we have the tools out there to automate that, number one. Number two, we started working with Tom on TradeRight because TradeRight gives you a wonderful way to bring your entire catalog of intellectual property rights, of titles, online and make yourself visible and discoverable way before the fair, actually all year around. And it also gives you the extra benefit of, you know, you can conduct an entire rights transaction online. So that frees up face-to-face time for new business opportunities that don't sort of lend themselves to be conducted in emails or even Skype chats, where you actually need to sit down with the person and talk about this opportunity.
Right. Well, you know, that visibility and discoverability, that works for a book catalog. It also works for individuals, and they often use social media to help raise their own visibility and make them discoverable as well. And one of the things the Frankfurt Book Fair has done is kept an eye on the future. We are talking about the future of the trade show and thought about ways to make the book fair experience of value to particularly young professionals who are obviously engaged in constant communication on social media. You're making the book fair relevant to them and really making it attractive to them as well.
Yeah, what we are doing is we are trying to make the book fair as attractive as possible to all possible players who are part of the sort of the publishing industry, whether they are booksellers, whether they are journalists, whether they are publishers, acquisition editors, rights people, and so on and so forth. So what we found helpful is to create a large catalog of attractive events. On the screen right in front of you, you see the Rights Directors meeting. The Rights Directors meeting is sort of an institution in Frankfurt. It has been going on for, I think, more than 20 years. And that's when the industry comes together to talk about what's interesting or what sort of moves and shakes them in the rights business. And the topic this year is selling rights to France. So that should be very exciting. So over the last 2 years, we've seen a tremendous increase in the number of quality events at book fairs, in particular in Frankfurt, that you can attend and learn from, educate yourself, and also make yourself visible and meet your peers from more than 100 countries.
Right. It is truly the global book fair, and I've only attended a couple myself, and that was the overwhelming impression I had, was just the world does show up for that week of programs. And there's some news coming from Frankfurt Book Fair this week, Thomas, that you wanted to share with our audience. And apart from speaking about this, all these grand notions about the trade show of the future, there's a new book fair, a Frankfurt Book Fair, coming this year, 2015.
That's right. That's right, Chris. And we are, I'm sorry, I shouldn't interrupt you. We are very excited about this because at the beginning of my chat, I talked about sort of the possibility of having between 100 and 200 meetings in this week. So a busy rights person schedules, not counting breakfast, dinners, and parties, between 80 and 20 meetings a day. Now, what we did this year is we made the book fair a lot more convenient and efficient because we shortened the ways that you have to walk to get from one meeting to the next. When we still used Hall 8 last year, and Hall 8 is sort of this square in the top left corner of your screen, it might have taken you between 10 and 50 minutes to go from one meeting to the next. Now, we've cut this time down to 2 to 5 minutes. So you can focus on the actual business. You don't have to worry about how long it takes to get from meeting A to meeting B.
So I won't be wearing out my shoes quite as fast as I might have in the past.
Well, I think bringing comfortable shoes is still a very good idea.
Okay. So as you say, so we have compacted things, and there's a new arrangement here in the hall. We see for veterans, for newcomers, 4, 3, 5, and 6. Those are the numbers you're going to need to know for 2015.
That is correct. And what we did is we took English language publishing and relocated it from Hall 8 to Hall 6. Now, in Hall 6, levels 0, 1, and 2, you have English language trade publishing, and we take a closer look at that in a few seconds. What we also changed is we changed Hall 4, 2 a little bit. If you could advance, thank you. What some of the publishers you found in Hall 8 last year, who are focusing on STM and education and professional publishing, the likes of Cengage, Cambridge University Press, Wiley, McGraw-Hill, and others, can now be found in Hall 4, 2. So Hall 4, 2 is entirely dedicated to education, STM publishing, and professional publishing. So that's one change. And then moving over to Hall 6, 0, now, Hall 6 is from a footprint smaller than Hall 8, so what we had to do is we had to use 3 levels to accommodate the entire English language world. So as you can see here now, in Hall 6-0, you find publishers like HarperCollins, like Hachette, the Scottish Collective, Paragon, and so on and so forth. In each floor level, you have 2 dedicated Wi-Fi areas. You have ample restrooms. You have restaurants on every level. So we try to make it as convenient as possible. If we now go to Hall 6-1, the level 6-1, again, English language trade publishing, is focused predominantly on illustrated books and children's books. So there's, there's a little theme going through Hall 6-1. And now if we advance to Hall 6-2, you see Penguin Random House, Macmillan, Simon & Schuster, Scholastic. We have a hotspot on digital innovation, which is located there. Again, 2 Wi-Fi areas, several other national stands. So we tried to make each of these 3 levels as attractive as possible. And then I don't think we don't have a slide for that, but on top of Hall 6-2 is Hall 6-3, where all the agents will be located this year. So all the agents and all English language publishing is in one hall, and that's the number 6.
Right, and you've chosen to, if you will, distribute the variety of presenters, exhibitors, in a way such that each level has a really diverse display of book published.
Absolutely. On each level, you can find the hot, small newcomers. You can find sort of interesting app producers, people who only work digitally, but you can also find large, established publishers who have been in Hall 8 for 30 or 40 years.
Right, and you know, we don't want to focus too much on Hall 6 entirely. Right around the corner, as we see here, there's a variety of other places to visit. And what's important here is that we're thinking globally. We might be living locally, but when we go to Frankfurt Book Fair, we're thinking globally. And really, as we see on the screen, there's just the world has come to Frankfurt for all of this.
Absolutely, and if you have a meeting with a UK publisher in Hall 6-1, you can just snip over to Hall 4-1 in 2-3 minutes, and you are in the middle of sort of the exhibit of Asian publishers, also service providers. If you walk over 2 minutes to Hall 5, you are with the Italians, or 5-1 the French, the South America, and so on and so forth. It's so much more effective and convenient because we cut down on walking time between meetings.
Indeed, and we should mention as well that this year's guest of honor for Frankfurt Book Fair is Indonesia, a very populous country and one of a great diverse culture, and they will be joining other Asian publishers there in Hall 4.0. So really appreciate that preview of things. A lot of changes going on at Frankfurt Book Fair, and we'll come back to Thomas Minkus and Tom Chalmers in just a moment with your questions. Right now, though, I want to take a chance to tell you briefly about what Copyright Clearance Center is up to at Frankfurt Book Fair. We have a variety of programs coming up, and you can learn about all of them at our website, copyright.com/Frankfurt, but just call attention to a number of events. On Tuesday, the 13th of October, is the annual STM Frankfurt Conference, and our CEO, Tracy Armstrong, will join a CEO panel moderated by STM's Michael Mabe. Tracy will be on stage with Philip Carpenter of Wiley, Brian Crawford of the American Chemical Society, Stephen Hall from the Institute of Physics, and Ron Mobed at Elsevier. And that all takes place in Hall 4.2 that all takes place at the STM Frankfurt Conference. The International Rights Directors meeting that Thomas Minkus referred to, that grand collection of rights directors, is also on Tuesday in Hall 4.2 Room Dimension. Michael Healy, our Executive Director of International Relations, will speak at 3:10 in the afternoon. It will present a copyright update on Southeast Asia. Another new program for Frankfurt this year is The Market. It's a focus on seven distinctive markets around the world, including China, Turkey, Germany, South Korea, Mexico, Indonesia, the guest of honor this year, as well as the United States. It's a look at the way that book publishing is thinking about itself and rethinking the way it does business. We'll be providing a variety of analysis presentations and vision. And our own VP, Miles McNamee, joins the program in the afternoon at 2:50 in the afternoon on Meet the Market Players from the United States. Joining him will be, among others, Dominic Rocca from Source Books and Joe Weichert. So look forward to that. We also really do want to make specific mention of a program I'm looking forward to, particularly on Thursday in the STM Hall 4.2. Actually, the hall itself is 4.C. Our stand is in Hall 4.2. We will present a program called Open Access, The Next Wave. And we are asking the question what the next wave of open access will bring. And we have a number of programs on the half hour at 9 o'clock, a special interview with Melinda Kennaway, the founder of Kudos. We will have a panel discussion on compliance and reporting for open access, featuring, among others, Agnès Henri from Paris at the EDP Sciences Publisher, Will Schweitzer from AAAS in Washington, and Randy Petway of Publishing Technology. And finally, capping that morning of discussion around open access is our annual town hall meeting. It's been well received in the past, and we invite you to join us for an open and interactive discussion on what open access will bring, the next wave will bring to you and your business. Joining us there for that will be, among others, our own Haralambos Marmanis, our CTO and Vice President of Copyright Clearance Center, Richard Wynn, Vice President of Aries Systems, and Josh Dahl from Scholar One at Thomson Reuters. So, again, all of that available information available on our website, copyright.com/Frankfurt. And Thomas and Tom, you've got some special events that people won't want to miss. You stand parties for both of you at on Thursday in Hall 6.2. Tom Chalmers, IPR, has its own trade rights stand party that takes place at 5:30 in Hall 6.2, stand D37. And Thomas Minkus, the annual big event for you is the Rights Drinks, which is taking place in Hall 6.3 at Literary Agents and Scouts Center, again, 5:30 on Wednesday. All of this information available on all these events at our Frankfurt Book Fair website, copyright.com/Frankfurt. If you have a question, you can certainly email me, Chris K, at copyright.com, and I'll get you all the information on that. And, you know, I want to sort of take our questions from the audience. And Tom Chalmers and Thomas Minkus, a question for you both, because I think you addressed it in different ways. Frankfurt Book Fair, it's a big book fair. It's a big investment. Lots of big houses go there. But there's real value in the book fair experience and in thinking about ways that technology can extend it for the smaller publishers as well. The world has grown in a way that we wouldn't have expected in the past. We're seeing a number of independent houses. Tom, you certainly know about that. So there's real value even for the smaller players to participate.
No, definitely. I think, that's, as I say, going back to when I first started out, I mean, even though, you know, I started out without any real resources at all, I still went to the Frankfurt Book Fair because it was, you know, a place where everyone was, you kind of had to be there. And I think you can be more incisive as a small publisher, so actually as a small company, and actually in some ways get more value out of it because you can be completely targeted. You can, you know, have a specific reason for going. You can prepare for that using, you know, technology and whatever else, and you can then go there and meet the specific people and then also use technology to then complete the business from those meetings. So I think in some ways the more targeted you can be, the better. And small, you know, I actually think it's hard, generally in the market, it's an exciting time for small and large publishers, and one of the reasons is for the small ones is how targeted they can be, so definitely.
Right.
And I have to agree with that because technology has really leveled the playing field, and you can be as visible as Tom just said, even being a small publisher, because technology enables you to be that way. Also, what we have changed starting last year, we introduced a new big format, which we call the Business Club, which is an opportunity for people who want to have a presence in Frankfurt that is, where you can conduct business in a meaningful way without necessarily booking a stand. So now we offer this business class where you can go book tables and have meetings there, and you have, you know, free Wi-Fi and so on and so forth. And also all of our meetings that Chris mentioned a little earlier, like the Rights Directors meeting and the Markets Conference, happen in the Business Club. So if you look for these big events, look for signage to the Business Club and you will find these events.
Well, indeed. And, you know, I think the other question that we have here is just about how do I find time for all of this? I mean, there is a compact period of time. It's in a compact place. But I think, Thomas Minkus, one of the things you've told me is that people should leave a little wiggle room in the schedule there to do some exploration. That's the point of the experience here, bringing everybody from the world together in one place. You don't want to be overbooked because you need a little time to get out there and make a accidental discovery, if you will.
Well, that's what seasoned Frankfurt publishers who came to us for, I don't know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years told me. What they do is they reserve the weekend, sort of the last 2 days, to finally leave their stand and walk around, because, you know, in just 20 minutes or half an hour, you get an amazing overview of, for example, what's happening in the Francophone world. You just walk from stand to stand and at a glimpse see the front list titles of all these French publishers, and it would take you hours and hours of online research to do that if you're not in Frankfurt. Also, something that you should always count on is the element of serendipity. Anybody who has been to Frankfurt to sell rides or to buy rides has several good stories to tell that they bought amazing books and they didn't plan for it, but they ran into someone over breakfast at a party, started talking about business, and closed a deal that turned out to be the best deal of the show. So if you are not there, you won't experience it, and you can't find these jewels that are out there.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing both of you there, to seeing a number of people on the webinar there. And again, they can learn all about copyright clearances activities at Frankfurt on our website, copyright.com/Frankfurt. We'll give everybody's email address in just a moment. I want to thank Casey Bassett for keeping us on the straight and narrow with the technology at WebEx today, and thank as well our participants in the program, Tom Chalmers, founder and managing director of UK-based IPR License. Thanks for joining us today from London, Tom Chalmers.
Thank you, Chris. Very nice to be here.
And Thomas Mink is Vice President of Emerging Media and English Language Markets for the Frankfurt Book Fair based in New York. Thank you for joining us.
Chris, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And for all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, we look forward to seeing you at Frankfurt on one of our next webinars. My name is Chris Keneally. Have a great day.